Dear Diary, my relationship with Victor has taken an interesting turn. Since he moved back into the house with me, our relationship has been all but perfect. We spend time together often and have formal dates out. We have been a happy couple with an amazing sex life, and we've experimented with a lot of new things. But what happened tonight, it's something I never expected. Earlier this week, my daughter Lexi came home from college for a visit. She had gone off to college in Europe at 17 with a scholarship. I was a very proud mother. We kept in touch, but I hadn't seen her in person for over a year. When she came home, I barely recognized her. She reminded me of myself at that age. Her long brunette hair curled around her pink cheeks. She'd started wearing tight denim shorts that hugged her firm, round ass, her perky young breasts peeking out of a sheer top. She was gorgeous and so grown up. The three of us spent the week together as a normal family, and we didn't tell Lexi about our relationship, but we had a feeling she knew something was going on. Tonight we had dinner, took a swim in the pool, and then we all went to bed. At about 10:30, I got up to sneak into Victor's bedroom and wake him up with a surprise blowjob. I hadn't had his cock in my mouth for days, and I desperately needed to taste his sweet cum. My pussy was already starting to get moist. We fucked almost every single night normally, and this week had been hell with just my vibrator. I snuck around the corner past my daughter's room, hoping she wouldn't see me run by wearing nothing but a black thong, my breasts bouncing with each step. I reached Victor's bedroom door and looked inside, but he wasn't there. I looked around in the kitchen, the bathroom. He didn't seem to be in the house. I decided to go on back to my bedroom, and on the way past Lexi's bedroom, I heard a soft moan. I assumed my daughter was playing with herself. I had honestly never thought of her this way, not like I thought of my sweet boy. But she'd become such a beautiful woman, and my pussy was aching. I just wanted to take a quick look. Maybe get myself started before I went back to bed and let my pink vibrator fuck my tight little pussy until I orgasmed. I had no idea what I was about to see. I peeked into my daughter's bedroom, and there on her pink Barbie bedspread was Victor. He was completely naked, his perfect ass sticking up in the air, and his face was buried between Lexi's smooth legs. Oh, her back arched, and she leaned her head back into the pillow, her fingers gripping the blanket underneath her. I could see his hard cock between his legs as he ate his little sister's shaven pussy while she quietly moaned her brother's name. I was open for business. I could feel my own juices dripping down my thigh, and I stood in the doorway watching him lick her creamy cunt. Oh, she moaned louder, her hips grinding against his mouth, and I could see that she was close to orgasm. I massaged my clit rapidly, already nearing my own climax, when my dear daughter caught a glimpse of me in the doorway. She gasped and pulled away from her brother, throwing her blanket over her body to cover herself. Victor looked up to see me standing in the doorway. He sat on the edge of the bed with a look of fear on his face. I stepped closer to the bed, and my daughter buried her face in her hands, embarrassed. And then she looked up at me and finally noticed I was almost totally naked. "Mom, what are you doing? I mean, we can totally explain," she stuttered. Victor stood and put his hand on my face. "Baby, I'm so sorry." Victor pleaded for forgiveness as Lexi stared at us in confusion. I gave my daughter a sly smile and then slid my tongue into Victor's mouth. I watched her closely as her jaw dropped in shock. I guess she didn't suspect anything after all. Victor stroked my cheek and kissed me back hard, his still erect cock brushing against my thigh as he pressed his sweaty body against mine. I groped his firm ass as Lexi watched us. This was even more exciting than our first time together in the pool. My baby girl was watching me make out naked with my little boy. I gently pushed him away, my hand on his muscular chest, and looked at Lexi for a reaction. I didn't know, she mumbled, her eyes scanning my naked body. I smiled and sat down next to her, slowly pulling the covers away, revealing her youthful figure. You've grown into quite a woman, Lexi, I complimented, caressing her smooth, milky thighs with my fingertips. So, how long has this been going on? I asked them. They looked at each other and then back at me. I looked to Victor for an answer as I continued to stroke Lexi's thigh. He just sighed and sat down next to me on the bed. Well, it started when we were younger, he told me. We really don't need to get into it. I thought we did. He rubbed his legs nervously and I reached over with my other hand. He looked at me as I placed his hand on my breast. I then put my hand on the back of his head, guiding his mouth down until he was gently sucking on my nipple. I looked back to Lexi and stroked her leg, and she told me all about how my two children had started fucking. I was 15. Vic had stayed up to watch some horror movie on Halloween night, she started. My friends had all ditched me for a party and I was upset. Vic stayed up all night with me and one thing led to another, and that was the first time a boy had ever licked my pussy. She slowly started to relax as she described the entire night to me. He comforted me and he slid his hands into my pajama bottoms. His fingers explored me and it felt so good that I let him take everything off. Victor sucked harder on my tits, groping me and licking every inch of my breast as Lexi told me the story. So he took off my pajamas and then he put his mouth on me. He licked my pussy and I got wet. He sucked on my clit and then he started fingering me. Lexi looked at me ashamed. Mom, it felt so right with him touching me. It still feels right. I was so young and he made me feel like a woman with his fingers inside me. He treated me like I was a grown-up and I had my very first orgasm that night. How did that feel, sweetie? I slid my hand further up her thigh, reassuring her that what she was feeling was natural and good. It felt so good, she continued, her eyes closing as the memories came flooding back to her. It was weird at first, but the next night I went to his room naked and I lifted his blankets and I put his cock in my mouth while he slept. It tasted so good and I wanted more. He woke up and saw me there. I sucked his cock for a few minutes and I thought that was all I wanted to do, but it was just so thick and juicy. I was a virgin, but I interrupted her. You wanted your brother to be the first to feel that tight pussy around his cock, I said, carefully opening her legs. I could see her went... I could see her wet cunt just aching for her brother's cock, and she gladly spread her legs wide for me. She was getting hot, staring at me, Victor kissing my neck and breasts, his hands groping my legs. It was more than even I could take. I couldn't stare at her beautiful body any longer. I leaned forward and pressed my lips against my daughter's soft mouth. She was surprised, but she allowed my tongue to explore her mouth, and we shared a passionate kiss as Victor sat and stared. Sweetheart, have you ever been with a woman? I asked, Lexi shook her head and I grinned. Why don't I teach you how to please a woman? Your brother can help. I whispered in her ear, and she nodded with a sweet, innocent smile. I laid back on the bed and spread my legs for her. She just stared at my pussy, mesmerized. She leaned down and began to lick my tight cunt. Her mouth was magical. If she had never eaten pussy before, then she was just born an expert. She definitely took after her mother. She flicked my clit with her tongue and looked up at me with those green doe eyes. Victor sat back beside me, stroking his thick cock and watching the two of us. I gestured for him to get behind Lexi, and he knelt behind her. Before she knew it, his cock was penetrating her young, tight little hole. She had taken that cock since she was 15, but I could see in her eyes that she still loved it just as much. I was so glad my darling boy had given his little sister her first dick. She must have had a nice, tight, young little pussy for him to fuck her for so long. He fucked her from behind as she ate my dripping cunt, her fingers entering me, and quickly she was fucking me hard with her hand. I writhed and moaned, screaming my daughter's name as my baby girl pleasured me. My son pounding his little sister's ass as he lovingly stared down at my body. It had been so long since my boy had fucked me, and this new situation was so exciting that it didn't take long for me to climax. Oh, my daughter licked and fingered me until I was squirting uncontrollably onto her face. I had never experienced squirting before, but my sweet girl knew how to make her mommy come. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. When Lexi's face was dripping with my juices, she looked over her shoulder at her brother. The sight of her dripping face gave him all he needed. He pulled his cock out of his sister's pretty cunt, and we both knelt down in front of him. I opened my mouth, and my boy grunted loudly as he shot string after string of warm cream onto my tongue. He must have been saving up, because he filled my mouth with his load. Fuck, it tasted so good. I turned towards Lexi and she read my mind. She licked the drop of cum that hung from my lip and our mouths connected. Her tongue met mine and we shared Victor's delicious juice. Oh. Even now, I can taste my son's cum on my tongue, combined with the taste of my daughter's sweet lips. As I write this, they both lay on either side of me, naked and asleep. I think I'll wake them both up and have another go at my children before morning. I can't wait.